Back here on the Mighty 690 at 10:10, and since this is the third Tuesday, no, it's the fourth Tuesday of the month, this is just weird, because we have five Tuesdays this month. That's why it is the way it is. We're joined by Lisa Wilson of the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. It's nice to be here.
It's good to have you here. So I know you're doing your best to stay cool. As I mentioned earlier, though, this is hopefully makes you feel a little bit better. Because this is from a listener, but then in 1954, the temps in southeast Kansas made it to 122. That was the actual temperature. That was before the heat index was invented.
So yeah, let's not try to beat that.
That's at the heat index of about 130. So
that's crazy.
That's my favorite stat here of the morning that was from a listener. So
that is crazy.
Yeah, so it's been worse.
Well, my favorite stat about today is that it's my twin daughter's birthday today.
Hey.
So happy birthday to Jessie Young and Lane Webster, so they will forever be Wilsons in my heart. But it's a big day for me and for them. So I remember 29 years ago, it was hot on that August the 22nd day as well, probably super hot because I was getting ready to deliver. But big day.
Oh, so. Absolutely.
And then Jessie, so my daughter, I was telling you off air, but my daughter Jessie lives in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And so when we share the radio interview later on our Facebook page, she always listens in so that she can keep in touch with what's happening in the community. So I know that she'll hear the birthday wish. So I just wanted to do that shout out on the air. So thank you for letting me do
that. We appreciate you doing that. So a very happy birthday to over there. So
thank you.
That is just wonderful.
All right, so lots of things are happening, even in the middle of triple digits temperatures. So some things that would be inside that would still be fun to do would be to head downtown in Independence. Wednesday night is always live music at Dickie's, and Brian Leedy will be playing there. I was there probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, and Brian was playing, and so talented. He plays great music, plays a wide variety of music, and songs that you just almost like to sing to. So that's enjoyable. He's very talented. He plays a keyboard. And I just encourage everybody to get out and enjoy his music. One thing about his music that I like, too, is he is able to play and keep it to where you can also have a conversation while you're eating dinner. Sometimes when you have live music, it's hard to do both. So Brian does a great job of keeping it at a level that is enjoyable, and you can still have dinner conversations. So be thinking about that tomorrow evening, 6:30 to 9, Brian Leedy. And then he also plays on Friday nights at Uncle Jack's. So I'm sure that later in the evening, he probably turns it up a little louder at Uncle Jack's and they have a good time. So musical bingo and trivia will be at the brewery. And also, I was looking at the brewery's Facebook page, and if you go in with your teacher badge or your USD 446 badge, basically, you get 15% off. So they're kind of doing an appreciation because it's all back to school. So if you like craft beer and other drinks or root beer, the brewery is always a fun place to go. So take your badge in and get a little discount there. That's always nice. Karaoke at Turbo's on Friday nights, and then King's Bar and Game Room has live music too, and they have a brand new sign, and so that's reason for celebration. King's is they just put it up a few days ago, and it's very impressive, and we will be doing a ribbon cutting to celebrate their chamber membership. We were waiting until the sign went up, and now it is up, so watch for that to happen. And speaking of ribbon cuttings, we had a ribbon cutting at Mr. Reed's workshop, and I would like to bring him in sometime to visit with us on air, because he has a really cool store, he has a really great story, and a lot of innovative ideas for his business. And we just recently had his ribbon cutting on Friday night, and the place was packed. So it's always nice when there are new chamber members, new businesses, and we see the community rally and come out and support them. So it makes them feel appreciated. You know, it's a big investment when you open up retail in any community. So it's nice to know that people are behind you. Sometimes you feel kind of lonely in that world.
Oh, yeah.
You're a business owner.
A lot of work.
Yeah. So Eagle Rock Shredders, they're having their bike rides. Stay in tune with their Facebook pages and watch, because with the temperatures the way they are, I'm sure things change from sometimes hour to hour on what's a safe time to ride and what isn't. And then also, I think I'll be bringing them in studio coming up. They're actually going to be speaking at First Friday, but I'd like to bring them in for a radio interview because they're getting ready to do what they're calling the Jelly Roll, and it's cross-country mountain bike racing, and it's out at Elk City State Park. It's the first time I think they've done that out there, so that's exciting, and just like to hear the story kind of from them and let all your listeners know what the Eagle Rock Shredders are up to out there. So farmers market still going strong. Probably needs some rain on the gardens, but the makers are still in full force. So that's Thursday evenings from 5 to 7, and then every Saturday from 7:30 to 11, right behind Annie Mae's, kind of on Chestnut and 8th Street. Main Street has been doing their cash mobs, and their cash mobs are basically like flash mobs, only no dancing, just money.
Just money.
Yep. Bring your money and go mob a downtown business and really help make those cash registers ring. The 17th, so that's last Thursday, we went to Cask and Grove, and they are a gourmet vinegar and oil store in downtown Independence. If you've never been, you should really go and check it out. They have samples. You can try everything out. Very, very high quality and tasty vinegars and oils. So I wasn't able to make the mob, so I went in on Saturday and made my contribution and walked out of there with something fun. Plus, James and Michelle are always great to visit with. So be sure and check out Cask and Grove in downtown Independence, and then be ready for the next cash mob, which will be tomorrow, the 23rd. And they'll be meeting at noon at the C&B parking lot. And all they ask is that you have about $10 in your pocket and be willing to make a purchase at a downtown retailer and really help support shopping local.
Hey, there you go. That's a good deal.
Yeah. So let's see. Oh, I've been seeing this on Facebook love to promote this. The 16th annual Yana Strong Fun Run is going to be held on Saturday, September the 9th at 8:30 at Riverside Park. You can pre-register now. If you get that done by tomorrow, you're guaranteed a race t-shirt, and the cost is $15. If you don't get it done, you can still race and be a part of it. Go to yanastrong.webs.com. And really just honor the life and the legacy of the amazing Yana Brown Julian. She was an incredible friend, lady, mom in Independence who lost a battle with cancer, but the family has kept her her memory alive by having this run every year. And so we just want to make sure that we let everybody know about that. Another gift of life would be Red Cross Blood Drive, which is coming up tomorrow, 11 to 5:15 at the Civic Center. And you can just show up as well. They probably prefer that you make an appointment, but they will probably not turn you away. So have you been talking about football season on
the radio? It's all gearing up.
I know.
It's hard to believe that. I mean, I know here in Coffeyville, we have CC starting up this Saturday. So, I mean, it's all happening.
I know. Independence is gearing up as well. So they'll be taking on Iowa Central. So the game was supposed to be at 1 in the afternoon, but they have moved it to 10 in the morning. So hopefully it won't be just crazy hot. It'll still be warm, but it won't be as warm as it would be at 1 o'clock. So, and I checked the temperatures on Saturday, and instead of triple digits, we're going to be in double digits.
Hey,
so
we can
feel
do
like
that.
Just a cool wave coming through. And because we're going to talk about movie night also on Saturday, but let's go back to Pirate football this Saturday, 10 o'clock time change, playing Iowa Central. And remember that there's also the cornhole tournament going on out there. So go to the college's Facebook page. You'll be able to keep up with all of the details of that and what they have planned for tailgating and such. So this Friday is Glow in the Dark Miniature Golf.
And
so
we are planning to be there.
Are you?
We are.
Are you doing a remote?
No, we're just going to play.
You're going to play.
Because this is our last chance because football season starts. Because it's just every Friday night from here on out. So I said we need to get Matt and Chris and Shay all together and go out there.
Well, good, good. I remember you saying that on air last week. So, so 9 o'clock to about midnight. And for those that have a more flexible schedule, you have August, September, and then we'll do it a little early in October. So you really have three chances left. But this Friday night will be fun. So, hey, I might have to put that on my calendar.
Yeah,
come out and
absolutely
see you. See ya experiencing glow-in-the-dark golf. You know, something else that's out at the park is the 1050 locomotive. So right around the corner from Miniature Golf, you'll be able to see it when you're on the Miniature Golf course, is the 1050 Santa Fe locomotive. And we're doing a complete restoration on that. And I was at a meeting last night where they've already talked about the remediation is starting. I mean, it's all encased in this big plastic, covering.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And so they're going to be going to work on the remediation and the sandblasting and the painting and everything that has to take place. And probably between 6 and 9 weeks, we will have a finished locomotive.
So is there a current one? Are there several then that they have for train rides, or is that like the main one, or do they have one that's running right now, I guess?
So that's a good question.
Yeah.
The 1050 locomotive is a real locomotive.
That's the real one.
Yes,
okay.
It is in the park.
Because I know you have the train.
Stationary,
too, yeah.
Yes. And then there's an Alan Herschel antique train that goes around a quarter mile track for a big whopping 50 cents. So if you come early, you guys could ride the train, do some TikToks, things like that. It'll be fun. So that's running.
Okay.
And then you can play miniature golf.
Great.
Let's see what else is going on. We have downtown movie night. So I'm hoping, keeping my fingers crossed, that the temperature will continue to drop and drop and drop. So downtown movie night is this Saturday. It's on the parking lot of the Community National Bank, right by their main bank. And it's being sponsored by Berean Christian Mission Center and the Hub Church. And both of those churches have paid sponsorship so that we can buy the license to be able to play Minions, The Rise of Gru. And pre-show activities will start at 7:30, and then the movie will start at 8:30. Fire department will be out on Friday night helping put up the 32-foot screen on the side of Corner Post Crop Insurance. And we appreciate Eric Wiles letting us go up to the third floor of his building where it is crazy hot and put up this fancy screen on the side of their building and we'll get it all set up so it's ready to go. So here's what you can expect to have happen at 7:30 to 8:30, just an hour's worth of pre-show. I'm going to have lots of really good high schoolers there doing face painting. We will have movie popcorn. Aaron Schrader from the movie theater is donating some popcorn, and then we'll bag it up and pass it out down at the pre-show activities. Everything is kids only, though. Parents go, but all the free stuff is for kids. Ice cold popsicles will be given out, glow bracelets. Dr. Logan Knoll will be there doing balloon animals, and the library will be down there doing kids games. And then we'll have two minions that will be there doing photo ops with the kids. So the fire department will also be down there doing fire hose bowling, which will be a cool, refreshing thing to participate in. And so we'll do all of those things from 7:30 to 8:30, and then the movie will start at 8:30, usually runs about 90 minutes. And like I said, we're hoping for some a nice breeze and some cooler temperatures. So. And then we'll have another one on the last Saturday of September. That's September the 30th. And between now and Saturday, I need to decide what movie we're going to show so that I can announce that. So we'll keep everybody posted. We have First Friday coming up on September the 1st. It's hard to believe that that's getting ready to happen, but we will have some really good speakers lined up. I think I mentioned this last week, but Coffeyville Regional Medical Center's CEO, Brian Lawrence, will be there talking about the building project and introducing some new doctors. Tim Kaiser will be there with Eagle Rock Shredders talking about, as I mentioned, the upcoming cross-country mountain bike race. It's part of the Tour de Dirt series out of Oklahoma, and it's the first time ever that mountain bike racing has taken place out at Elk City State Park, so that's interesting. Vic Gorman, who has championed a new community crisis team in Independence, will be speaking as well and sharing information about that crisis team and what they're doing in the community and how we can help. And then wrapping up our speaker lineup will be the new director of Montgomery County Action Council, Melissa Johnson. So we all are familiar with who she is, but we're excited to hear from her and her perspective from taking on the new job at MAC. I got to back up. We have Business After Hours on August the 31st at Indy Brewworks. So mark that on your calendar. It'll be from 5 to 6, and I'm sure they're going to have lots of fun things planned that night, and we'll probably talk more about that next Tuesday, because it'll be that following Thursday. So Mike Flood was here, right?
He was.
Yeah, I missed him.
Sure,
but John
was. You had ships in the night here.
Okay, John said he was here, had two Independence guests already on air this morning. So yeah, shout out to Meadowlark Lounge coming up on Saturday, September the 2nd at 7 o'clock at the museum. And then the 16th annual Canocla 100 Mile Highway Sale and Citywide Garage Sales will be taking place in Independence and in Coffeyville. And probably right along Caney as well. So we're right on 75 as we progress into Oklahoma. It's Friday and Saturday, September the 8th and 9th. And in Independence, we have free permits available at the chamber. You still have to follow the city ordinance, which is to have a city permit, but they're free, and you just pick one up at the chamber office. And when you fill that permit out, that gives us the information we need to be able to put together our calendar. Not our calendar, but our map.
Mm-hmm.
And then that map will be printed. We usually print about 1,500 of them. They're at all of the different chamber member convenience stores around town. So I'll publicize that when we get a little bit closer, and then it'll be on our Facebook page. But I do want to let you know that we won't publish that map until about late Wednesday or Thursday. And I know everybody wants it because they want to get their strategy and they want to get their path of least resistance so they can make best use of their time. But we usually have over 100 sales and it takes a long time to put it together. So, and we have the holiday on that Monday. So it's always just a race to get it done. So
what is the deadline to get on the map?
September the 1st, Friday, September the 1st. So get that in and we will get you on the map. Let's see, I guess I'll wrap up with another save the date, but you can get tickets at the chamber office for the annual Optimist Club Pancake Breakfast fundraiser. It's going to be Saturday, September the 16th from 8 to 11 at Dickie's Barbecue Pit. You're not having barbecue. You're going to have pancakes that morning. Tickets are $10. All the proceeds go to support the youth in Independence. But here's what's going to happen. It's not just your average pancakes. It's Chris Cakes coming in from out of town. And they have been in the Guinness Book of World Records for making pancake. I think they flipped the most pancakes in an hour. And so anyway, we talked about this last week. It's kind of like Lambert's Throne Rolls. They flip the pancakes and you have your plate and they don't just flip them at you. They flip them away from you and you have to run.
Yeah,
catch them on your plate. So all you can eat pancakes and sausage and orange juice and coffee and water and just a really good time. We'll have some face painters there just to add a bit of fun. And again, it's $10. All the proceeds go back right into the community. So you can get your tickets at the chamber office. So that's pretty much it. I just want to make sure that everybody knows that we appreciate it if you have something that you want us to talk about on the air, please give us a call at 331-1890. You can also email us. And if you're looking for information, you can go on our website at indkschamber.org. You can go to our Facebook page at Get Independence. You can always listen to the repeat interviews with us every Tuesday morning. But I just appreciate so much being able to drive to Coffeyville every Tuesday and spend time on the air, because I do know that people are listening. I get stopped all the time, and they've heard about something that's happening in the community, and or they know about something that's happening in the community because they've listened to it on the radio, or they've heard it on the radio. So if I said something wrong, or you want me to make a correction or make an addition, again, just let us know. We're happy to promote it.
No, we sure love when the listeners send something in. And you know what? We do appreciate it when people say, hey, you know, it's actually this date, or you know, because we want to get that correct information out. So either way, you know, we like hearing from it because, yeah, we're not perfect. And sometimes we get things mixed up or something. But
that's
hey,
right. And we fact find, you know, yeah, and we get all the information, but invariably we get the information all put together and then overnight something can change.
Yeah, or something gets canceled, yeah, that sort of thing, or moved. So we're more than happy to help get that right information out there. So, and we love having you, Lisa, coming in, and appreciate you making that drive here each and every week. So it's always good to have you.
Well, thanks for having me, and happy birthday again to my wonderful daughters.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank
that
you.
Is some good stuff. All right, Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce, appreciate you stopping by, and we will be back to open line here in just a couple of minutes.